It's Tuesday, so it's Q&A day for the Four Things podcast that I do. I'm Amy Brown. We call this the fifth thing because, you know, people typically are listening to the Four Things podcast on Thursdays, and then, you know, questions pop into their head and they email them in, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And I sort through them and then try to answer, you know, as many as I can here, and then hopefully try to reply to some of you too. I wish I could get to everyone's question, but you never know. Just because I haven't gotten to it, like as soon as you send it in, it still could pop up in another episode, because I feel like I'm always all over the place on that email, going back and forth to different things and then seeing where things fit best. Because I don't, you know, want to just do, I feel like I get like a lot of the same questions that are similar, and I don't want to do a whole Q&A about hot lemon water. Maybe sometimes I'll divide them up. So you never know when your question may pop up into the fifth thing. But with all that said, I'm going to start with an email from Chelsea. Hey, Amy, love your podcast, the stories, advice, all the fun. I've got a question about the cold shower topic you talked about on a recent episode. So if I stay in the cold shower for 3 to 5 minutes, can I then finish my shower in warm water? Or is the whole process, like washing hair, shaving legs, done in the 3 to 5 minute cold shower? I don't want to ruin the benefits by taking a hot shower right after if you're not supposed to. Again, love the podcast, Four Things, the Shop Forward, Espoir Products, all that. Okay, so thank you, Chelsea, for the email. I'm definitely not an expert, but I have done research for myself mainly to try to figure out if it countered any of the benefits if you take a hot shower immediately after a cold one. And I really couldn't find any. So I don't see an issue, because it's definitely hard to shave legs in freezing cold water. But maybe you could try lukewarm so you don't go from drastic cold to hot. But who knows? That might be really good for you to go from like a freezing cold 5 minute shower to a hot one, you know? And maybe some days, just try to do cold only. And even when you're washing your hair, because I know that that's stuff that I've read about. So I pulled up a quick thing about how washing your hair with cold water is good because it helps close your cuticle after your hair is washed. So if you use it on your final rinse, at least, then there's a much better chance that your hair will stay shiny and healthy and frizz free for a longer period of time. And I read it also makes your scalp cleaner too. So I try to sometimes wash my hair in cold. I can't do it every time, but sometimes I go in, I just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I get in the cold shower and then my body starts to get used to it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do the whole shower thing. I'm going to wash my hair, do everything. So you could do the same things. Some days cold only. And if you have a day where you want to shave, then maybe that's your warm shower day. Or you know what? Just enjoy a hot shower sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want y'all to stress over any tips that I give you here. Just implement them when you can. That's definitely what I do to create balance. It's not like I'm like, oh, I got to get in my cold shower every single day. Sometimes I shower twice a day, just depending on when I've worked out and whatnot. So I'll do my freezing cold shower in the morning to help me wake up. And then I'll do a hot shower later in the day if I've worked out and I need to rinse off again. Because, you know, I mean, there's benefits to hot showers too. So actually, I should probably make that a thing. Maybe on this week's episode, I'll do some research on hot showers and the benefits of taking those. So that way y'all can feel good with the balance. You can feel good about taking freezing cold showers and you can feel good about taking hot showers. Okay, next email is from Shannon. Hey, Amy, heard you on the radio this morning talking about the phone you got your daughter. Would you please share the type and brand of phone you bought as well as the carrier and where it was purchased? So Shannon, I got her for her 12th birthday. My husband and I thought she kind of needed a way to communicate with us, especially she stays home with her little brother sometimes. And then she has no way. Nobody has a house phone anymore. So sometimes if my husband and I both leave, we're like, ooh, we can only be gone for like 5 minutes because she has no way to call us. So we got her a Gizmo watch. It's from Verizon. And I put her on my Verizon plan and she can have up to 10 contacts on the watch phone. People that can call her and she can call out to and she can send little messages to. We can track her on it. It has like a GPS thing. I can log into an app and see everything she's doing, even how many steps she's taken that day. You can make a to-do list for, like on Stashira's, we put make your bed. She makes her bed every day. So I think it's good for her to be able to cross that off her to-do list because she feels accomplished. Like she loves being given responsibility and feeling accomplished. So we put tasks on there that we knew she was good at so that she could start to build up her confidence with like keeping an actual legit to-do list. And it's kind of funny now that she's into steps, like she'll be marching in place because she wants to like see how many steps she can get. And Stashira is more of the sit in front of the TV, watch Netflix and make her espoir bracelets kind of girl, not necessarily a get my steps kind of girl. So this watch has really been a great thing for us. And she's been able to call like my sister and some of her other aunts and Mary and me. And, you know, it's just fun like for her to be able to have a phone and a way to contact and communicate with people. So I love it personally. I think it's great. And parents can have the app and monitor everything. So again, that's the Verizon Gizmo Watch. So next email is from Madeline. Hey, Amy, I've been a huge fan of the show since middle school. I'm 20 now. I followed your Instagram forever and absolutely love Four Things and The Fifth Thing. I know in the past you said you've officially done with hitting snooze, big problem of mine. So how much time do you allow yourself to get ready in the mornings? And what does the morning routine usually look like for you? Hashtag pimp and joy. So Madeline, I still don't press snooze and I highly recommend you let that go. Like you'll feel so much better if you stop pressing snooze. Like you're not doing your body any favors. I used to think my body loved it. I'm better with it, but I'm really not. I can see a difference. And like I said, well, I've said on previous episodes, if you've listened, like not snoozing also has allowed me to make my bed. And I just, my day is so much better with a made bed. I can't even, like a week or two ago, I got home and I was having like just a really bad day. And I noticed that my bed wasn't made. And the minute I made my bed, my day got better. So it's just one of those things. My sister used to tell me that that was the case for her. And I just did not understand it. I was like, that's dumb. But once you become a bed maker, you're like, oh, this makes sense. So I highly recommend stop pressing snooze. I highly recommend make your bed. So you've got to allow for that time in the morning. I give myself about an hour. I do have to get to work super early and I do kind of have to be presentable. Some people think because we do morning radio, we just roll out of bed and look however we want. But we have big time country artists that come in or, you know, meetings or videos that we have to make. So we do have to be dressed pretty cute sometimes and hair and makeup and all the things. So I give myself an hour and I feel good about that. That allows me time to make my matcha tea. I'm not rushed. Like I don't like feeling rushed. I will say back in the day when I used to be a snoozer, I would end up with about 30 minutes and I was way less prepared running out the door and I was racing to work. And now that I don't press snooze and I give myself that hour, I have my tea. I put together. I'm not late. I'm not racing down the highway trying to make it to work. So that is what I suggest. I mean, my morning routine is basically don't press snooze, get out of bed, make my bed, maybe take a cold shower, brush my teeth, then do my makeup, then do my matcha, then get dressed, finish my hair, touch it up maybe, and then boom, out the door. So next question is from Lori. I have a question about the firming eye gel. Do you use the eye gel weekly or how many times a week? Thanks for your help. So Lori, I assume you mean like the gel pads or little patches that I put under my eyes. Now I do use under eye cream at night. And then I use the gel pads when I wake up after I wash my face before I do makeup. Now, I just kind of went over my morning routine in the last email. So I guess what I should have included is I'll wash my face and then I put the gel patches on and I keep them on for 10 minutes. So that means I'm not doing my makeup yet for 10 minutes. So that's sometimes when I'll take an opportunity to run to the kitchen and make my matcha if I'm doing it hot or iced, or I will maybe make some oatmeal or at least put that on so it's on the stove while I'm getting ready. Or I'll maybe go in my closet, make sure I know what I'm going to wear, all that. So then, you know, after I take the patches off, I'll start doing my makeup. But the Peter Thomas Roth pads, that's what I use. And when you get a little container of those, it comes with a month's worth. So it's just part of my monthly beauty budget is to be able to use those every day. And that's just me. I know that may not work for everyone. So if you can't do it every day, and I totally get that, then just use them on the mornings that you look extra tired or you feel extra tired, because there is ingredients in there that's going to help depuff your eyes and take away the dark circles. So I would recommend saving them for mornings like that. Or if you're getting ready for a big night out or a date night and you've got a fresh face, like a clean face, and you're about to redo your makeup, then go ahead and put an eye patch on and, you know, they'll look extra good. So that is how often I use them. And again, just because I do it every day does not mean that you should or y'all should try to if you can't. Like I would just use them when you feel like your eyes need them. This is from Kristen. Hi, could you share your recipes for your favorite healthy salad dressings, please? So Kristen, I am a big fan of this salad dressing. This one I'm going to read to y'all because it's pretty short. I have a longer one that I'm going to go ahead and post up on my Instagram. It's a vegan Caesar dressing that I adapted from a Laura Lee recipe. Her Instagram is Laura Lee Balanced. Her recipe is so good. It's in her cookbook that I have. And but I've altered it over the last year or so, and it's too long to read here everything I do. So I'm going to post a picture of it on my highlights page on Instagram, which is at Radio Amy. So you can find it there. But this is a shorter recipe from Kelly Levesque, Be Well by Kelly. I'll go ahead and read it. So if y'all want to jot this down, this is a yummy one to make. 1 teaspoon maple syrup, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1 garlic clove, a pinch of sea salt and pepper, 1/4 cup of white balsamic vinegar, and 1/2 cup of olive oil. You can whisk that together and drizzle like 2 tablespoons per serving on salad if you want to. And then if you don't have time to make dressing, a pre-made one in a bottle that I love to buy is the Primal Kitchen brand. Nearly every flavor that I have tried of the Primal Kitchen ones, I really love. And it's all clean, healthy ingredients, good fats. So definitely can't go wrong with Primal Kitchen if you can find that at your grocery store. But again, the vegan Caesar dressing that I make a lot is legit. My kids even love it. Stevenson loves it on his salad. But again, I'll spare you me reading it all out. Just check it out on my Instagram. Next email is from Tori. I live in Wisconsin and it's finally starting to warm up. I have been eyeing the Saint-Tropez tanner on your Amazon page so that my bright white skin doesn't blind anyone when we can finally start wearing shorts. You may have already mentioned in previous podcasts, but how long does the tan application last? I want to make sure when I do it, I time it right. Thanks for your help. So Tori, I typically do it 1 or 2 nights before I have an event or before I need to be in shorts or a dress or something. That way I can shower a few times and calm it down if need be, and I can kind of get rid of the smell. And y'all, every self-tanner smells. So many times I read reviews where people are like, this self-tanner, it has no smell. I'm like, oh, what? Where? Because I even order the ones where they say doesn't have a smell, and it has a smell. It may not have a smell at the beginning, but when you wake up in the morning, it has a very distinct smell, and there's just no way around that. So anyway, if I've got something I want to be tanned for over the weekend, I'll likely tan on Wednesday or Thursday night before bed. Or if I want to make sure it's really good, I'll do a thin layer on Tuesday night and then another thin layer on Wednesday night. And then I feel like I'm pretty good through the weekend into the next week. But honestly, by Sunday or so, maybe Monday, I really start to see it fading. Tips would be exfoliate 24 hours before you apply, and then after you've applied it, slept in it, and then rinsed off the next day. For that time that you're wearing the tan, make sure you moisturize a lot in the days after putting it on, because that'll help make it last longer. I did try, I'm talking about the Saint-Tropez here, which my Amazon page is on my website if you want access to it. It's radioamy.com. But I did try one that y'all recommended, and it's like Isle of Paradise, I think is what it's called. And it's a more organic self-tanner. It's like these drops that you add to your lotion. And I like it. I'm not going to lie. I really do like it. And I do love the fact that it's cleaner ingredients. It is very expensive. Well, at least on Amazon it was. I saw at Sephora, it's a lot cheaper. So if you get it there, I would like to switch to that, but I need to make it to Sephora to order. I don't really want to order it off Amazon again because I feel like I paid too much. But I do like putting the drops in. It's just more work, because with Saint-Tropez, I can wear the mitt and my hand doesn't get all dirty and tan. And this, since I'm applying it with my lotion, I feel like I need to put it on with my hands to get it really even and it's not like a foam. And then you have to take the time to each lotion quart that you put in your hand, then you have to put like 10 drops, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's just more time consuming. But hey, if it's better for my skin, which is the largest organ on my body and I should probably take care of it, then I probably should just make the time to do it. So I guess my official review, I wasn't even planning on talking about this here. I was just going to answer her Saint-Tropez tanning question. But yeah, my official review is I really like Isle of Paradise. I've just got to get used to it. You know, change is hard. But if it's better for my body, then I'm willing to change it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so Tori, I hope that helps. And I hope answering all these questions help. I really appreciate y'all sending them in. Just make sure if something comes up or I haven't answered it all the way, like you feel like you have more questions, hit me back, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com, and I'll try to find an expert that will know even more than I can give you. let's see. I'm going to give you all a little teaser of what is to come on this Thursday's episode, since y'all are listening now. I'm going to have Eddie on, I'm pretty sure, this Thursday, because he is a foster parent, and it's like National Foster Awareness Month or something like that. And being that I have adopted two kids, I know how hard it is. I can't even imagine being a foster parent, you know, having to give children a home and then knowing that it's not going to be permanent, because you fall in love and you're like attached and there's just this bond that's created. So I'm just super in awe of Eddie and his wife, and they already have two kids of their own and they've decided to foster two other kids. And so he's going to come on and talk about that. And that was actually a request from someone that emailed in saying they would just like to know more about how he decided, or he and his wife decided, that they were going to foster kids. Let's see, what else? Oh, I'm going to talk about salt in your diet and why you really need to watch your sodium intake, and how if you start to do that, you can maybe see your body change a little bit, because I feel like there's hidden sodium like everywhere. Kim Anderson will be back on. I had her on this last week talking about the power of saying no, but this week she's going to come on and talk about perfectionism. And so if you happen to struggle with that, I don't. I'm not a perfectionist. In fact, I've messed up a couple of times on this Q&A podcast and I'm like, nah, I'm not going to stop and re-record. Like, y'all are just getting what you get at the moment, because not really a perfectionist, just trying to keep it real here. And then I guess we discovered when I was doing this Q&A that I should add something about hot showers. So I'll address that on Thursday as well. So yeah, thanks for coming to listen. If you got something from Shop Espoir for Mother's Day, I just want to say thank you so much. We'll give an update soon on what we're able to give the maternity center at Project MediShare in Haiti. That was the beneficiary of all Mother's Day stuff for the past couple of months. Like, the four things totes that were from anything Espoir was going towards the maternity center. And we'll have an update about how much we were able to donate and the impact that it will make there. And shoot, gosh, Mary and I were supposed to go there. I think I mentioned to y'all, we had to cancel the trip. Like, we were going to Haiti, but it's too dangerous. Like, we just can't go there right now. The country's just not doing that great, and it's not safe for us to go. So we're not going to go, which is a bummer, because we really wanted to check out the maternity center. But that's okay. We'll go eventually. And fun news regarding Project MediShare is, just because Mother's Day is over, we're actually going to continue our partnership with them, because, well, we're continuously always selling things for Haiti, but they have a school and other programs. And we just are so impressed with what they're doing that we're going to still support them, but shift the funds towards some of their other efforts. And we have a really cool dad shirt that's going to be out for Father's Day. So we'll at least extend it through that the next like month or two. So all that said, oh, and Pimp and Joy wise, something fun is I need to confirm with Bobby and Mary, but I think we're going to do some sort of a patriotic Pimp and Joy line that we'll sell leading up to 4th of July. So you could get it in time for 4th of July, and it'll be super cute stuff that will support a military member, a former, he's a vet. I don't want to say all the details yet, because we don't have it locked in, but we might be doing another one of those Building Home for Heroes partnerships where, you know, there's a vet that's returned, and one in particular, he's missing both legs. And anyway, they're building a home for him. So we could be a part of that if y'all are into a Pimp and Joy patriotic line and you want to, you know, spread joy, choose joy, be joy, all those things. So if you're new and you're like, what are these Espoir products and Pimp and Joy stuff and four things and all that? Just go to theshopfor.com or radioamy.com. That's easier too. That'll get you to everything if you want to see Amazon and, you know, links to blogs and whatnot. But that should take you there. Okay. I have rambled enough, so I will let you guys go and see you on Thursday. Bye.